Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you looking for dice or accessories for your tabletop gaming? Look no further than Metallic Dice Games, a premium vendor of metallic and gemstone dice. Listeners of this podcast can receive 10% off any purchase anytime by using the promo code RBP10. So head on over to metallicdicegames.com for all your gaming needs. And don't forget to use the promo code RBP10 to save 10% on any purchase. Enjoy the show.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
I was very distracted what with the vials were. I totally slipped. He's still in there,
I think.
Literally
carrying radiation in a little tiny vial here.
In your, like, not good. You need a lead-lined glove, my friend.
I think the casing
helps. Do you even have a shotgun?
No. No, I just wanted it.
I'm sure he can get one. I was gonna
give it to Sebastian. He was a shooter.
I'm sure he can get one for one easy payment of 18 cc.
I mean, in this recursion, it wouldn't be a shotgun. It would be a shotgun on a different recursion.
Yeah, but it would still take the same shells, yeah.
Yes.
The same ammo, not the same shells.
Yes. I would have to look up to see what those types of guns are in the equipment book.
Was it a common name? Was it like a common...
It sounded like that. I don't know.
Sounded kind of...
You wrote it down, too.
Spanish.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so stupid.
It was kind of Spanish. It was kind of...
You don't know. You were there.
Someone else wants to go
in
there.
Metagame.
He has some cool stuff. There's some pointies. There's a stick he's selling.
There's also other shops around.
That's true.
And apparently it's not in there type of thing because... It's like a market.
He was also very jumpy when I brought up Spiral Dust.
It's like
Stop saying the name.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a market stall thing, it seemed like, because people were still walking around when you mentioned it.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's what it was, just an outdoor market.
And you did mention it kind of loud, too.
Let's call it something else. Do we want to have a keyword for it? Banana?
The street name is just Dust, but it's
well,
probably not the best
gonna
name
know
either.
That, too. Rocks.
Call it Glitter.
Glitter. Oh, I like Glitter. Let's do Glitter.
That works.
All right, we'll call it Glitter.
Okay. Not all that right. Anyone else know what we mean, but yeah, we can call it Glitter to each other.
Yeah.
To each other, that way we don't raise suspicion.
All right.
Let's go see if we can't figure out...
well, I bombed it. Sorry.
What Don Wycliffe is doing and why.
Where do you think we can figure that out at?
I don't know. Ask around. See if anybody is really appreciative of the John's order.
The John?
Sorry, the Don. Oh. Sorry, I was kind of talking out of the side
the
of my
toilets.
Mouth.
Dirty John.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking in my brain. Okay. So I'm just going to walk around to another shop and just kind of chit-chat with the shop owner.
All right. Do you want to see what they have as well?
Sure, why not?
Okay. This is a much larger shop.
I don't know.
What number was it?
Oh, it was crooked in the towel,
oh,
so it
gotcha.
Was not a number.
It was caught. Potato.
Yep.
Three.
Those dude, those dice. These dice love
these
to roll.
Dice suck.
They love
appear
to
be
roll.
More uranium.
And I got an 18 just by.
Appear to be more
it.
Uranium shotgun shells.
More uranium shotgun.
Dang it! I thought I found.
You got an 18 on that one.
Sure.
You see a gauntlet.
A gauntlet. Like a Thanos gauntlet?
I was going to say,
It appears to have something on the palm.
A stone.
It came with an Infinity Stone.
Yeah.
Even better.
It's a purple.
Okay, so I'm
going to
ask
them the
what the
one.
Significance of that thing is.
Oh, yes. This is our, it doesn't really have a name. My understanding is that it helps with climbing. Some sort of a suction device.
Huh. Who would need this? We're crows. We can fly.
Well, not everyone here is from here, now are they?
That's true. I suppose this wouldn't be useful to us.
Do they know that here?
Absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of it's sort of a melting pot, but everybody disappears as a crow.
Oh. Oh.
Mind blown. I mean, there. You can be human here if you want. But you really don't see that.
Oh yeah, I don't want to do that. That's a dead giveaway.
So it's not like they don't get visitors from other recursions.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. 5cc if you want it.
Most of the other recursions are pretty aware of the strange.
Hmm. What was the number 3 one? Sorry.
The shells.
Oh, the shells. Okay.
You want to roll another one if you want?
Yeah.
I was going to have everybody roll like 3 times.
7.
You see a garment. You see, it's a set of clothing.
Okay, like what kind of set of clothing? Like something that is fashionable and pretty?
It is actually an elegant dress.
Ooh, I'm going to hold that up.
You pick it up and the shop owner is like, oh yes, that's really neat.
What is it? Is it just more than a
folded inside out.
It's folded inside out.
No, he says fold it inside
okay,
out.
Okay, so I fold it inside out.
When you fold it inside out, it's no longer a dress. It becomes
a mech.
What appears to be a black bodysuit.
Ooh.
Kinky.
He says if you wear that, it sort of makes it easier to hide in the shadows, I think.
Lady in the street, yeah. Freak in the sheets.
Wow.
This is dress. Interesting.
8cc.
8. Oh, I don't know.
Totally worth it. Are we in the shop with her?
You can be.
Are you?
I was.
Okay. It's a larger stall than the previous one.
Like I guess we're not going into a shop. It's just out in the open. Yeah,
for the most part. There are indoor shops, but you guys are just like in the middle of the bazaar, so.
This is neat, but I don't know.
I completely understand.
As I like stare down at my fancy clothes, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would wear it to. Because it's a ball gown or a fancy gown and then.
Yeah.
A cat suit underneath it. So
she,
like.
She looks at you and says, or he, I don't remember what I said. I didn't give this one a name.
I don't think you gave it a gender either.
It doesn't matter. We'll just say it's female.
Gender neutral.
Because they do wear clothes. She kind of looks at you and goes, do you like pets?
What kind of pets?
And she reaches under the table and pulls out this little bitty, looks like a sponge.
What is that?
This is a dog.
It's a dog.
She sets it on the table and says, you just add water.
Can you prove that?
Well, if I use it, it won't be useful to sell.
So you can't like dehydrate it back again to this, as I poke it with a feather, sponge?
You know, not to my knowledge.
Then how do you know that it's a dog?
Because I trust my sellers. They called them powder pets.
Powder pets?
You just add water.
It's like the little bath toys. Yeah, it's like the little bath toys. Like
and
the
then,
pills like, that blow
I mean,
up.
Until
you buy it and it's just a pet rock.
Right? Like
my understanding is
I mean,
it becomes
it was the best pet I ever
had. I mean, if it's a cipher, you would know it's a cipher.
It's not right? A cipher.
Oh, okay.
She says, my understanding is it becomes something that appears to be, what's the equivalent to that earth place? A pit bull, I think they call it.
Oh.
Some training required, I'm sure.
Pit bull? As in like a pit and a male cow?
I don't know. I've never been to Earth. Does a pit bull have horns?
I don't know.
Weird.
Huh.
3cc if you're interested.
I kind of want to get in. Pour water on it. Well, what if it doesn't turn into anything but a wet sponge?
No refunds. She points to a sign. All sales final.
I don't really want to trade my thing.
You don't have to do anything. This is just fun.
I'm just trying to like figure out how to get her to talk about Don Wycliffe.
Ask questions.
I know. Is there any goons around or anything? Maybe walking by?
Give me a quick search.
Hot numbers today.
I really hate this dice. It's a 3.
You see no goons.
Well, I was going to be like, that one's
no one.
You see 50 goons.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to talk to her about the black feather and the goon that we saw in there. And I'm going to say he was really cute. Do you happen to know his name?
Oh, I don't. I don't drink. I would imagine he's a, what's the earth term? Bouncer of some kind?
Bouncer. I just thought he was really cute. And I've seen a couple more crows like that.
Well, you know, Don Wycliffe has his people everywhere.
Don Wycliffe?
Yes.
Who's Don Wycliffe?
Oh, I imagined everyone already knew who that was.
No, I'm unfortunately naive.
Oh. Well, he sort of runs this town, for lack of a better term.
Oh. And he has people working for him? That look like that?
Yeah, I would too if I had his money.
Oh, it's a money thing?
Yeah.
So he's like the mayor?
Hmm.
The president?
More like a criminal.
A criminal? And he runs the town?
Yeah.
Well, why does everybody let him run the town if he's a criminal?
Remember how large you said that man was?
That's fair. But nobody stands up to him?
There are other families, but no one seems to be able to push him back.
Other families? Is this kind of like a mafia thing?
It's exactly like a mafia thing, my dear.
Oh. Who are the other families?
Notably the Coronados.
Dang it.
Who are they?
Stupid.
They run just as many of those illicit activities, but don't have the muscle to run the town.
Until we showed up.
Really? And how can you tell the difference between them?
Ooh, good question.
That is a very good question, my dear. Perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps he does work for Coronado.
Hmm.
Although I always feel like when you do see them gathered, Donna's goons seem to be a little calm. They don't seem to be as pushy as Wycliffe's.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Wait, what?
So Coronado's goons are not as pushy as Wycliffe's.
Got it.
When they gather.
Dicks. Oh. Got it. Easy.
So they're more husband material as I bat my eyelashes.
It's a very dangerous game you play.
Well, girl's got to protect herself as I jingle my money bag.
Yes, yes you do.
Hmm. I'll take the pit bull.
She puts out her hand.
I shake it. I lose 3.
You lose 3. Okay. You have a sponge.
Sponge, fantastic.
It's in a little glass jar.
I'm super excited
to keep
this,
it dry.
By the way. I really hope that it turns into something that's like ridiculous. Well, thank you for speaking with me.
Oh, you know, most people are afraid of them, but what do I have to be afraid for? I run a shop. They get my money.
They get your money? Do you
it's
pay
all protection.
Them for protection?
It's all protection, dear.
Protection against who?
Protection against them.
Well, that sounds Ponzi schemey.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'd probably protect the shop if it came down to a thief, too. I mean, mm-hmm.
You're not searching for these people, are you?
God, no. Husband, maybe. Not them.
You're a deception roll.
What does that run off of?
It was speed, I
it's
believe.
Off speed, yeah. Cause
oh boy.
Because I'm trained in deceiving, it's under speed.
That got stopped by the towel. I'm not using this dice.
Move the towel.
Nope.
Throw it in a box.
14.
The highest roll yet.
She kind of nods. She believes. She seems to believe you.
Well, good luck, and thank you for my pit bull.
Of course.
I will leave.
She leaves. Secretly, I'm going to go grab that dress that was love the two-way dress. And
Wait a second. Before you do that, so we got the name of the family, but we still have no really leads.
Right.
Maybe if you go get that dress, what I was going to do is maybe like suggest, be like, hey, I was passing by and my wife seen your dress and she really liked it. I was looking, is there any kind of social gatherings or any kind of party that I could take her to with it?
That's where I was trying to get with the dress, but she didn't go anywhere with it.
Were you all standing there the whole time?
I was in the store.
Probably.
I saw her pick up the dress.
Okay.
Like, well, cool. It's not a store. It's like a bazaar. Yeah. So it's an outside, like, have you ever been to a Chris Kindle Mart?
Nope. I have no idea what that is.
Have you ever seen the German towns at Christmas time where they have like the shop set up and it's like a three-walled thing? That's what it basically is. Or like Pike's Market in Washington.
We've all played Skyrim.
Yes.
Yeah, little it's like shops. That.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
So I can put a bucket over her head?
Yes. And steal it.
You'll never know.
She's a cute little old crow lady, I'm assuming.
She seemed to be older.
A
couple of gray
feathers. I wasn't necessarily standing there, but I was kind of just pacing back and forth down the different stalls because, I mean, are they on both sides?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was doing and just catching conversation as I was going up and down.
What about the other two? What were you guys doing?
I was in the shop just meandering, making sure that Sebastian. No one jumps us.
What were you doing?
I'll be just going around looking through different shops. Not necessarily
with her.
Right.
Okay. I need you. What did you write down?
Oh, boy.
I wrote down the three different things that I looked at before the pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Coronados, they run illicit activities, and when they gather, they're calm and not pushy like Wycliffe's.
Less dicks.
I need a listen roll from you, which is a little bizarre, but I don't know what to call that.
Listen roll! Hi!
We'll just do an ant-based roll again.
See if I was distracted. I was totally distracted. That's
you were distracted.
I was looking at the dress.
Roll me a luck roll.
9.
Okay.
No.
9, 9, 9.
All right. Nothing. All right. So... secretly, I'm going to grab that dress.
It was a word you didn't catch.
Protection money?
It's a word we didn't
catch. It was a name catch. You didn't catch.
Did any of us catch it?
Nope. Those two weren't there, and he was not paying attention.
Man, this is very, very normal for me. All right.
Where are you going?
I'm going to secretly grab the thing so no one else sees that I'm buying a dress and walk up to the clerk and be like, hey, that lady, this is for her, but, you know, it's a special thing. Do you have a special box you can put this in?
Sure.
Okay. Just so if she gets nosy, she can't see this.
Oh, okay.
I was quote-unquote looking for a husband, so pretend like you like me or something.
It seems to be a common theme every time you guys go somewhere.
I know.
I know.
I feel like Carrie and I need to have a conversation.
I know. Well, this dress is cool. I would want this.
It is a cool... like, I almost got it. It looks interesting.
It's 8cc.
Oh, I know. I know. So... She has my heart, but she completely does not see me. So this is supposed. And is there anywhere cool that you can go, or special we can go, or I can take her for dances or something like that?
There are
a special gathering.
If you go about a mile north of the tree, on the tree, there is a couple of nicer restaurants. Yes.
I'm writing this down.
Of course.
Mile north.
I suggest Brass Button.
Ooh.
Brass I'm trying button. To come up with things crows would just grab.
You're good.
Like, They like shiny shit. Yeah, so right.
Tinsel string.
Tinsel string.
Tinsel.
Can't buy tinsel anymore. My mom has the same tinsel she's been using since 1986.
Seriously. She pulls it out of like a baby shoebox from his brother.
Yep.
It's like the shoebox is almost dying. Like
company that shoebox, I think that company went out of business in like 1990.
Yeah, like old. Yeah,
it's an old ass shoebox.
Still has to string each branch with tinsel too. It's ridiculous.
Oh man, it looks really pretty, but we also take it off every year and put it back in the box.
Yes, you have to make sure you get all the tinsel off. It's
you can't buy tinsel anymore.
So not worth it.
Oh, that seems intense. I'm good.
It's in tinsel.
all the puns
just keep on flowing today, people.
So no like big gatherings or parties or anything like that.
Not. No that problems. I know of, at least not here. Maybe closer to the nicer part of town. This is because like you're literally just in a marketplace.
Oh, this is really nice. What's nicer?
Oh, you know, up the tree.
Up the tree. All right, cool. All right.
Think of it as like upstate New York. Like it's nicer.
Actually, it's not.
Nicer.
It's a lot of nice large homes.
It's prettier. There.
That's what she's getting at.
But. I listened to a podcast called Small Town Murder, and upstate New York is not pretty. A lot of people get murdered up there.
But that's where a lot of estates are.
All that's scarlet
color. That's what she's getting at.
That's
it doesn't mean that it's not nicer, yeah. So to say.
We're thinking
like
the Hamptons is what you're thinking then.
Sure.
Okay. That's not like rural backwoods New York.
What do you want to do?
Oh, did I buy the dress already?
Yes. Well, 8cc. Yeah. So take 8 from your mic pool.
You're not done talking to her?
No.
Oh.
Ha.
Sorry, I thought we were done.
Sorry.
Anything else I can do for you?
I heard overheard that you guys, you know, you have... I was a little distracted, but I did overhear that you guys were talking about, you know, protection money. If you ever need any help, let me know.
She starts to chuckle real low. And it becomes like a ha-ha-ha-ha and like ca-ca-ca-ca-ca-ca type of laugh.
All right, all right.
And she just kind of loses it.
But thank you for the dress.
Thank you for your patronage.
I'm going to recovery roll really quick.
It's a D6, I believe.
D6, all right.
Yeah.
Come on, I need a high number. 1.
You have any? You have any pluses to it?
Yes, I have a first aid kit, so +1.
Boom.
+1.
First aid kit is used.
Yep.
So you get 2.
What's Sebastian want to do? Josh needs to play the game today.
Yeah, no.
Too quiet.
Really,
Josh
really
is still
quiet.
Asleep.
I'm waking up.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, I got a dress.
I'm surprised you didn't bring your Red Bull or whatever. Or whatever those energy drinks. Your Amp or whatever it is. Is it Amp?
Sugar-free Red Bull.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Okay. Sugar-free.
I have coffee.
We have
Coke Zero up there if you want some caffeine.
And Coke.
Sugar free. Isn't Coke Zero sugar free?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is.
If you want one, let me know.
I just think sugar free Red Bull tastes better than regular Red Bull.
That's I thought you were doing like a diet.
Otherwise,
thing.
It's like gritty.
Yeah.
I thought gross. You were just doing like a diet thing.
I should.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm failing rolls to really notice anything.
You haven't gone shopping yet if you want to go shopping.
Yeah, I guess I'll just go shopping. We'll just see if I can find something.
All right, I'll just name a few things off since we already rolled most of this little chart. You go up to another small shop. You go into a small shop or large shop?
We'll go into a small one.
All right. You see a globe that seems to be filled with tiny glowing flying humanoids. Puts off a very bright light.
That sounds interesting.
Okay.
I
points it out. It says, I mean, it's essentially like a flashlight, right? It's 2cc if you want it.
It's like a light snow globe? Or like, what are we doing?
It looks like a snow globe.
Okay.
Filled with tiny humanoids that put off light that is quite bright.
So think like fairies. Yeah, you know, like fairies in a snow globe.
Get little people.
You also see you see a chest about I don't know, 8x8, something like that. It's got some really nice, you know, pattern painted around it. And then you also see you see a small tray that has multiples of what looks like the same pill.
And it's like a, you said the second thing was like a closed chest.
Yeah, looks like a little box. Yeah,
and there's nothing in, like, is it locked or can you open it?
You can open it if you want. Yeah.
Okay.
You open it?
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm gonna open it just to see if anything's in there.
Yeah. As well, yeah. You open it up and you see like worms. Like it's filled with worms. Oops, I lost it. Hang on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are... I don't know what those are for. I know they eat a lot.
So, okay, so it's like a pet that you have to feed then? It's like a... Maybe?
It is... It looks like countless writhing worms.
Okay.
That's what you're seeing inside of it. I mean, here. And he kind of picks up like a piece of garbage off the ground and drops it in there. And the worms sort of like, they kind of engulf it and it just seems to dissipate. Like it seems to completely disappear as if they just eradicated whatever it was.
Huh.
They seem to eat anything.
That seems kind of interesting.
It's 15 cc.
Oh, Jesus.
Figured that's more than I have.
Doesn't mean you can't trade something for it. You do have some ciphers if you need to.
Yeah.
If you really want it.
Well, if you yourself are hungry, you can take one of these pills. He shows you the pills. These pills will give you 100 days of nutrition and hydration in one pill. 5 cc really? Apiece.
100 days?
Hmm. I guess I'll get one of those. Why not?
One of the pills?
Yeah.
5 cc. He shakes your hand.
Okay.
You lose 5 might. And again, it's not a cipher. Well, it's just an artifact.
Family?
Yeah.
Anything else I can do for you?
Coronados.
Coronados.
Coronados. Okay.
Anything else I can do for you?
I think that's it, really. I mean, I didn't see anything that... Yeah, no.
Alrighty.
Okay, it. And so the Don is a separate family from the Coronadas, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the Druid family,
mm-hmm.
right?
Don Wyclef? Are you talking about Wyclef? Yeah, Wyclef is the leader of the Druid family. You know that.
Alright, so here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to approach one of the goons.
Okay.
And I'm punch. Like, no. I mean, I thought about it. So you work for Don Wyclef, yeah?
He kind of puffs his chest out a little bit, stands up straighter.
Says, could you tell me where to find the Coronados at? So I got a bone to pick with them.
The Coronados?
Yes.
You got a bone to pick with the Coronados?
I do.
Don't we all?
They screwed me over.
What'd they screw you over out of?
Money.
Money?
Yes.
Dust? Something? Yeah, fuck those people.
Money, yeah. Do you know where I can find them?
I know where you could find them. It ain't gonna be easy getting in there.
That's fine.
He's just staring at you.
Could you tell me where? Could you point me in the direction? I got nothing else to lose at this point.
You're gonna have to either charm or fast talk this guy.
Ooh, charm.
I keep saying things from Call. Keep saying things from Call of Cthulhu.
I want to see you charm a dude.
You need to do something that's going to convince him to give you the location. Of
tell him his muscles are great.
They like yeah, because that worked great for you, huh?
Real well.
You like almost lost a finger.
Ooh.
She bought it from them. It was bad.
That could work.
Yeah. Okay. Be like, yeah, they screwed me over in a deal, and they sold my sister some bad dust, and I just need to get in. I don't know if deceiving will help me at all, because I'm not really trying to deceive him. I guess. I mean, I guess I am, but I'm not.
You are, but you're also trying to charm him.
Because I'm just saying, because I'm trained in deceiving, so I don't know if that's going to help or not.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, that's what you're doing.
Okay.
I'll give it to you.
So I'll use deceiving and it is speed. I'll use 2 points of effort.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wow.
So that's 5
big
speed.
Big spender.
So the goons are a level 4, so I don't know what that drops you to.
So that's, I just need a 3 or better.
Yeah.
Because I have trained and I use 2 points of effort.
Yep.
10.
All right.
He kind of looks at you and he looks up and he goes, "You got a few miles to go."
Can I just fly up there? I'm not asking him, I'm just talking to you like.
So flight isn't necessarily a thing, but you can glide.
Got it.
Like, it doesn't specify that you can just flap your wings and fly. I think because you're not really in the shape of a bird.
Yeah.
But you
kind of like,
but you like, if you were to jump off of something, you could glide to go further or land softer.
Yeah.
These things are worthless.
So he's just pointing to like a tree, a certain tree, and.
I mean, you're literally in one big tree, to be honest.
Oh.
But to be fair, it seems like you're in one big tree.
Got it. Okay. That's what you're saying.
He's like, yeah, the Coronados got their roost up north, as he points straight up, not like up the tree, like yeah. Straight up.
Man, how's one get up there?
It'll take you a while to climb the steps, but you'll get there eventually. And he kind of says, if you go down this street, hang a left, start heading north. I tell you this much, that place is sealed up tighter than you can believe.
All right, appreciate the information, and I'm going to.
He kind of tweaks his little fedora and says, "Good luck with Donna," and walks away.
I was gonna. Ooh. I wanted to shake his hand and give him some CC, but okay.
Is that what you didn't say? Don, you said Donna. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, I did not hear that
Donna's
until
boys.
Now. Good luck. I heard Don's boys.
Donna's boys and Wyclef's boys.
Yeah, I heard.
I hear it now.
See,
now
see,
I get it.
That's when I corrected. That's when I corrected earlier because I heard.
But your character wasn't there, so you didn't hear it.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I was trying to correct you earlier when you were writing that down because mm-hmm. I was like, because you said the Don's and then Wyclef. Is what I heard. I'm like, wait, aren't they the same people?
That's what I thought, but I thought she was just talking about the Don of Coronado, not...
Or the Don of...
Sorry, got it.
Drood, okay.
Lucas just talks too fast.
She's an old woman.
She's an old woman.
He's doing it on purpose.
Pay attention to your GM.
I was paying attention to you. You act like I don't pay attention to you.
I give you a chance to roll when you missed it.
I know. I'm sorry. My dice suck today.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to regroup with everybody once everybody's done shopping and whatnot.
Before we group up, is there a fedora hat shop?
Haberdashery? Sure.
I was going
to
ask.
You just like saying the word haberdashery.
It's a fun word to say.
Haberdashery. All right. While he was talking and stuff, I was trying to go look for it. A hat shop.
Yeah, you can find a hat.
Yeah, how much would those hats be?
Depending on the quality, they're going to be anywhere between like 2 and 12.
The cheapest one.
About 2 CC.
2 CC.
Which is just like a standard black fedora, nothing on it.
You can also roll again and it would just take 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
To bring yourself back up.
I was going to buy everyone else a hat.
So oh, I don't need a hat.
You don't need a hat?
I'm a girl.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There's girls' hats.
Well, yeah, but the girls,
the ones that have,
it
like,
doesn't
the
seem
mesh.
Like the girls are walking right. around with
I'm
going to
do that.
Fedoras.
I'm
going to
buy 3
not
fedoras,
hats no.
while I'm away.
But, I mean, you see, like, sun hats, and which is weird because
well, yeah.
there's no sun. Like, I mean, you see things, which you can
see
definitely.
1920 style.
Yes.
Like,
you see things
hats.
That definitely, like,
Moon
are. Right. You see things that are definitely, like,
which I feel
from
like I had
Earth
at
that
one
people
point
are
time.
Wearing.
Right.
So I think one of my ciphers had, like.
I don't remember.
I'm going to buy 3 of them. 3
okay.
fedora hats.
So 6 CC.
Yep. All right. So I'll just have them. I know. It's for the roll. I'll take it.
It's a good thing you got 3 and edge there.
I know.
And you got to use your strengthy stuff.
Yeah.
Are we meeting back up?
Yeah.
Edge doesn't make a difference.
No, when he uses his skills.
No, oh, yeah, when he uses his skills, yes. But in this,
when
assume, spending crow coin,
yeah.
Edge doesn't make
I assume
difference.
Most yeah, of his skills is based off strength. That's mm-hmm. what I was saying when it comes to him using his skills.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's got 3 edge, which is pretty good. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm good.
All right. Everybody's
done
shopping.
Everybody gets a hat.
Yep. Oh my God.
Jimmy, you don't look so good.
Oh gosh.
Why don't we sit down for 10 minutes while you gain some strength?
Shopping is hard.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm going to pass out the 3 fedora hats and do another recovery roll and just chill for a little bit. Come on, Derek, roll higher on this one. 5.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and use an action just to
recover. Is the second recovery roll more than 1d6?
I don't know. I have no idea. You have to look that up. It says right here, it says 1d6 plus, because sometimes you get a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I automatically have a bonus plus 1 to my recovery rolls.
So I'm back.
Because I'm a paradox.
Same. I got 1, 2 special ability plus 1 recovery.
I'm back all 12. Rolling, I'm assuming.
Well, I mean, if you spent.
If you want to. You don't have to.
I guess I might
you
as well. Yes.
I would. 2.
Perfect.
Yeah, you lucked
hard. I got another 6.
I got 6 at least. All right, I'm back up to 12, so that's okay.
We all got fedoras.
I wish I could give you some, because I only needed 3. I'd be like, here.
My health is... Got some more color back in my face.
I'm also going to look at Jimmy and be like, hey, I got you a dog, and hand you the sponge.
It's a friend for your cat.
I don't know if you got hit in the head real hard, just but...
put some water on it. The crow lady seemed to think it
Hang
was going...
Uh-oh. Regaining is 1d6 plus 1 point per tier. You guys are all tier 2, so it's plus 2.
Oh, sweet. Oh, that's amazing. Not that it helps, but...
If it helps anyone else, it's actually plus 2.
That does help me.
So it would be plus 3 if you have...
If you're at tier 3.
Yeah.
Well, if you have another thing that gives
like
you another plus.
Yeah, like we have... Like,
yes. Yeah, if you have... Yes.
It's plus 2 for the tier.
Correct. Plus anything
plus
else.
Plus whatever, yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Nice. So if that helps you guys gain anything.
Amazing.
I'm gonna go,
that does
I'm
going
to go use the restroom real quick. If you guys want to discuss your next move.
Yeah, so...
Done.
But yeah,
My plan was to basically try to get access to the Coronadas. Coronadas. Oh. Now it's going to be stuck in my head.
Coronadas.
My plan was to get access to them and basically then go deceive them, be like, hey, I'm after the Don, and try to get them on our side since they're the weaker family. And be like, hey, we'll help you guys out. But since Donna works for is the Don of their family, it seems, I don't know if that idea is going to work anymore. We know we can infiltrate them. But it's probably not going to be easy. But we can just say screw it and go hard, I guess, or try to.
Members. We got hats. Probably not a good idea.
Well, the fedoras are more Don, right? Not Donna.
We don't know.
Oh, we don't know.
We haven't met any of the Coronados.
I feel like they might come in handy.
But now I'm wondering if the people selling the spiral dust down here work for Donna, not Wycliffe, and Wycliffe is trying to get rid of the spiral dust.
Oh.
Yeah, see, so then we could make an ally that way. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the other way around. I was thinking that the Don was in charge of...
the market, keeping people safe, but the Coronados are coming down, selling the dust and pissing off Wycliffe.
I thought it was the other way around, where the Don was selling it.
Oh, that could be... She could be taking his turf.
And the Coronadas, that's why I wanted to help the Coronadas originally, because I was like, hey, because, you know, they don't have the muscle, is what that lady said.
Right, they said that they don't have the same type of muscle to own the city.
I'm so glad you're here, because I would not have connected the dots.
So basically, we got to figure out which family we want to try to infiltrate or become part of or go against.
Both.
Is it both, though?
Well, no. We try to infiltrate both of them, you get more information. Right?
Because
it's not like they're going to share our pictures.
But, yeah, but the thing is like...
Who knows?
The lady you talked to said the Coronadas don't have the manpower.
Right.
To take down the Druid and Wycliffe.
They're also nicer.
So, how would the Coronadas freely be able to sell dust down here?
I don't know.
If they didn't have the power to back it up, because otherwise they would just get overpowered, you know?
They could, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The choices, the choices.
There are many choices.
All right, but I guess the best thing to do right now is to go up the tree at least.
At least see what's up there.
Yeah.
The Coronados are up there. We know what's
well,
up there.
Right, but well, like this guy says that they're extremely guarded, but are they? Or is it just because they're goons, so mm-hmm. they know that they're coming?
I guess that's true. I also realize that this strength boost for me is basically useless.
Why?
Because it adds one to your might edge for 1 hour. And I don't use anything with my might edge.
You can hand it off to old Jimmy there. Jimmy's only got one.
It's true.
We can trade. This is the multiphasic module.
What does that do?
It's you put cool. it onto something, it like gives, a weapon.
It gives you extra damage. Mm-hmm. One damage.
Which I
one
had is it for like the longest time.
The
and then
multiphasic
I handed it to him.
Module. It lasts all day.
Okay, and so this
can you
one
imagine putting that on a shotgun that had uranium shells in it?
I don't shoot guns, though.
The thing is so this one gives one to your might edge. Would that be useful to you at all? Because you already have a 3.
I have a 3.
maybe Josh might. Should take
that's what
it.
I was thinking. Do you
what's
have
your, what's your might? You only have an edge of 1.
Do you have any skills that use...
I'm mostly speed.
You're mostly speed, no might?
You were speed-based, Vector, and he was a strength-based Vector.
What other ciphers do you have?
I have...
You have something that helps you remember stuff, right?
Yeah.
The coffee cup, I think it is.
Where was that else? Earlier?
Right?
I couldn't remember a single thing. Dang, nabbit.
Yeah, 30 seconds in restored memory. But I wasn't with you in there.
No, I know.
This wasn't your pen, but okay.
It's hard to remember if you have remembering or
no, I've
so
been writing.
So none of the skills you have are strength based at all?
No, they're all speed. Well, I have a with this I have a defense skill, but
no, I meant like no sorry, I didn't mean these skills, I meant like your usable skills.
He's all about the speed.
I have them written down on this side, but
I do too.
Yeah, no, all mine are speed based.
Because he's all shooty McShooter spin. Because I could use it to help me with like effort and stuff like that.
But it's just your edge, though. It's your edge for 1 hour, which would make it 4 for 1 hour.
Yeah. So I can do 2 efforts for just one. I mean, I can do 2 efforts for just one cost. I don't know. I think I'm the only one that can use might, so it's not a bad trade. Like, I don't mind just doing 2 effort for 1. Because I am also skilled in short blades, so I'd make everything drop by 3.
Okay. As long as you can make it work. Otherwise I was just going to drop it or trade it for something else.
No. Don't drop it. I'll take it.
Can I use this for my fist?
It's any weapon, yeah. It says any weapon.
Are my weapons a fist?
Yeah.
Fist a cuff.
Or fist a weapon.
I'm not sure if that's accurate.
What if he has gloves?
These are lethal weapons.
If you had gloves. If you had gloves with like hardened knuckles or like brass knucks, maybe.
I use like hand wraps or something.
There we go. Just
he's like a monk.
Drew the lid on the hand wraps.
Says for the next day, the weapon can affect out of phase, transdimensional, ethernal, and incorporeal creatures within the context of a given recursion.
I would say, yeah, because you don't, yeah, your special thing is you carry no weapons, right?
Yes.
So then, yeah, your hands are your weapons. So that works.
Or it needs no weapons.
We're house ruling this.
It makes sense.
Anyway.
It's a weapon.
So I give Jimmy his dang pit bull and tell him to pour water on it.
Not here.
Just letting you know.
All right.
I got
Thank you
a you. Friend for a buddy.
Yes. She won't be lonely. Now I have to think of a name for the pit bull. Unless you name it.
If it actually turns into something, I don't know.
Right? Could be a bird.
Yeah, it could be. It could also just be like a sea sponge.
Or he just gets transported somewhere.
Yeah, right.
He can clean some dishes with it.
That'd be funny. He like takes it out to like clean dishes, and all of a sudden there's like
a dog
in his sink.
He misplaces it and uses the wrong sponge to clean dishes.
He's got all the dishes.
It's like covered in spaghetti on one side.
Oops.
Oh. What's your plan?
I don't know.
What'd you say?
I said, what's your plan?
Oh, we gonna go up the stairs? Is that what you guys decided to do? Go check it out?
I think that's the plan.
Yeah. The only other thing I could think of is the back room that the bouncer's hiding.
Yeah.
I thought he said he was guarding just the bar area.
Well, there is a room behind him.
There's like a tiny door.
Mm-hmm.
That probably leads to like a back office or something.
Let's just go ahead and head up the stairs, see what happens.
We're heading up the stairs, Lucas.
Up the stairs. All right. It is several levels above the marketplace. As you continue to go, things get a lot quieter. Light becomes a little dim. It's not pitch black, but it's kind of harder to see.
That's weird. We're getting closer to the top of the tree, and it's getting darker.
It's getting denser.
Yep.
Okay.
Just
want to make sure my physics is correct.
As you go up, eventually you see between the density of the tree a gleam of light that appears to be something kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
What's that?
I mean, you can assume that it's the light to
a
building, probably.
Ooh.
We gonna go towards it?
The DM tells me there's a bright light. I'm going towards it. There's something shiny. Woo! I don't know.
We are birds, after all.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm gonna start walking that way, I guess, with somebody, hopefully.
Fluttering your wings and running over there.
Are you guys being stealthy about this, or are you just walking right up to it?
I wouldn't say we're being loud, but
we're
not. Yeah,
I'm not going to be suspicious looking.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, like Mission Impossible stealthy. I'm just going to be like...
Casually.
The further you
there.
Go, you realize there's like one, for lack of a better term, road. So it's not like you're off the beaten path.
Oh, I'll just take the road. That seems scary.
Did you end up buying that dress?
What dress?
Never mind. I thought your plans was to actually give it to somebody, but never mind.
Me too. No, this is for him in a closet by himself later.
You don't know what I do on my time off.
He's going to go retry to hit on that bouncer later.
He's going to give it to Buddy when he gets back.
Oh,
don't think it'll fit, Buddy.
You'll grow into it.
God, if your cat gets that big, we have a problem.
I mean, wouldn't be surprised. Where'd the cat come from again?
You guys found it in one of the first apartment you went into.
Yep.
It was a lady's apartment.
Yeah, it was
one of the attics. Melissa.
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe.
Who knows? She could have some kind of weird recursion cat.
Right? She could have. It's addicted to spiral dust. Jimmy gets back and his house is burned down.
Black.
Your house is on the market because your cat sold your house for spiral dust.
Garfield's sitting there eating lasagna when he gets home.
Spiral dust infused.
That's probably normal. I don't think we want to be caught with like stealth gear on if we do get caught.
So you're not really stealthing.
Nah, we're gonna look normal people.
Yeah, I don't think we really have a reason to be, even though the DM is telling us we have a reason to be.
I know,
but
right?
Beforehand,
you guys walk a little closer towards that light, and three large crow people walk out of the darkness and stare you down. Can I help you?
You guys want me to talk? Are you sure about this?
Yeah, we're looking for the Coronados.
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 Coronados. I told you I was going to get Coronada.
Yeah, I know.
Coronados.
They all take a step closer.
I assume you are them? Or a part of the family?
We don't exactly let people just, you know, walk right in. What's your business?
I'm looking into getting into the selling business. Me and my comrades here, we're trying to earn some extra cash.
Give him
what are
nod.
You selling?
Some dust. We're wanting to start selling dust.
They all kind of look at each other and whisper something. You're going to probably have to roll to get in here.
Okay, I'll use...
You are trained in deceiving. Do not forget that.
Trained in deceiving, and I will use...
You're also a charmer. Don't forget that.
1 point of effort.
Like your tears are literally to charm people.
I don't we determined that your edge doesn't take away from your effort, right?
Correct.
Right.
The effort is how many steps down you can bring something.
Yes. But
it takes away from the edge. The edge deducts the amount of points you have to spend, though.
Correct.
So you can use one. You use one effort. It takes away 3 points, but if you have an edge of one, it only takes away two.
But you do not erase effort. You keep your effort.
Yeah, the effort does not deplete itself. Yes.
So I'm going to use... I did that wrong earlier. Then I spent 5 points when I should only spent 4.
I'll take a point back.
Okay.
That's easy. I mean, add one.
Yeah, you didn't. It's not like you took a hit point. It's fine.
It was my speed, yeah. So I'm going to...
Yeah, that's
I'm
your
going
secondary
apply.
Box of hit points.
So I'm trained, and I'm going to apply 1 point of effort, which is 2.
Okay.
So that's 2 steps down. Assuming they're the same, that
yeah,
means
they're all level 4, so it's, you still just need a 3 or higher. That's just how they're built.
I took it down 2 steps.
I thought last time it took it down
because I used 2 points of effort and
that's
I was
why.
Trained. I'm only using 2 this time.
Okay, so you just need a 6 or higher then.
Yep, 15.
Easy.
They all look you over, and they just kind of. Give you the come with me nudge by the of the head. They don't say a word.
We got the fedoras.
And they take a step back and are letting you walk in front of them.
Okay.
I presume that you do this.
Yes, we do.
I want to keep walking.
Unless no one else is going yep. to, yes. and then you're on your own. Sorry.
No, we're all going. Yeah,
I will do the girl thing and like do the playful batting the eyelashes over my shoulder
sure.
at one of them.
Sure. You
Charm
notice
it.
You notice that one of them is female.
At one of them or all of them?
One of them. Got one of them is female.
Giant female.
Well, I'm going to choose one of the dudes.
That's fine. He kind of looks at you, like, intriguingly, but clearly is taking...
No, that's fine. I'm just trying to charm him slightly, sure. so just in case.
You guys walk for another probably 20 minutes. It's a lengthy walk. They yeah. clearly have this place guarded very far down the path. To what looks like a giant gate. And... There are about 3 more guards out front of the gate, kind of pacing back and forth, some of them holding what appears to be a firearm. They look at each other and...
Is that the first time we've seen one of them holding a firearm?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
They kind of look at each other and through a series of clicks that you can probably guess is some kind of a code that they make, the other ones kind of look at you odd, and they unlock the door. They unlock the gate, and they let you in. He goes, so you follow me upstairs. And so what he does is he takes you around. This, by the way, this is gorgeous. It's an absolutely gorgeous mansion. What is something that I can say is like the equivalent? You guys remember Tinkerbell's house in Hook?
Vaguely.
It's like a gorgeous dollhouse.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this looks like.
Alright.
And he takes you around the back and up a flight of stairs to a really huge gazebo. Can I get some search checks, whatever you want to call it? Int check.
14.
3.
11.
4.
So, Stevie Stevens noticed that inside of this place seems to be a lot of large webbing.
No.
The rest of you guys don't seem to notice.
No? I wouldn't notice this.
Even though we're the ones who were down
there.
Would
you roll?
11. That's right.
No.
No. But, like, normally I'd be like,
yeah, Sebastian definitely didn't say anything.
Definitely oh gonna gulp a little bit and kind of stay closer to the goon.
I mean, are you looking around or are you just noticing?
Well, I'm looking around, but like kind of like, you know how when a girl is or when somebody is scared, like she stands next to the biggest person in the room and just kind of looks around and kind of like, like apprehensive, but still
Stevie
observing.
Is scared of spiders.
Gotcha.
We do
know this.
Extremely.
Yeah. We do know this.
two of the goons stay with you guys, and one goes inside of a nice door. About
wait, is one of the ones that stays nearest the one that I was kind of flirting with?
Sure.
Fantastic. I'm gonna stay next to him.
Okay. The female goon walks in.
Okay.
And comes back out, and she comes out with a very pretty, elegantly dressed crow woman.
Pretty elegant.
And she walks out. Crow woman. She kind of stands in front of you, and she takes her right hand and kind of puts it up, the way I'm doing this, since nobody at home can see me because this is a fucking audio show, is like almost Shakespearean, like fingers up, palm up type thing. Not flat palmed, but
so total like
to be
quintessential
or not to
Italian
be.
Stereotypical.
Yes, but no, talking. It's not in front of her face. It's off to the side.
Okay.
And
like you're holding a wine
when
glass.
When she kind over of does here. This.
She's like a waiter holding a tray almost,
kinda,
but more
yeah,
elegant.
Kind of. Okay. When she does this, you kind of you hear a chittering sound and some movement above you. As a very large, what the other three recognize, as a giant night spider slowly descends.
Stevie's going to whimper slightly and kind of hold on to the big scary crows like... like kind of like tug at him and be like
you notice him tighten up too.
Okay, good.
goodness.
And it just sort of sits next to her.
It's just one, right? For now,
as far as you can see.
Okay. I'm not that scared. We took one down.
And she says,
if there's more than one, then I'll get a little nervous.
Oh man.
Well, I'm glad you're brave. Just a spider, though. There are like crows around you too that are muscular,
yeah,
and ginormous.
And apparently, they're scared of this thing
I
too.
I know.
So,
but you wouldn't know that because I'm the one next to him, holding on to him. So I notice him tense,
that
but
is
you
true.
Guys don't.
So
like,
to reiterate, kind of what she looks like. She is wearing a dark, elegant dress, fine pearls. Designer sunglasses are clipped to her shoulder blade because they're outside. It's dark there. She's not wearing them. Several gaudy rings cover her fingers, emerging from her feathered wings. She doesn't seem to be a very cheery person, just by her expression. She says, "I hear you're in the market for dust. Forgive me. My name is Donna."
I assumed
you already knew that.
Yeah, the guys downstairs don't talk highly about you, that's for sure.
A Wyclef's boys.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yes. That makes a lot of sense since I've been pushing him out of the spiral dust game. So what can I do for you?
We're looking to help.
Help how?
Word around the street is you're a little lackluster in the department of being able to push out Wyclef entirely, which I assume is something you want to do.
Well, it wasn't something I ever wanted to do in the first place, but I got stuck in the middle of it.
How?
Dust. When the dust came to Crow Hollow, Wyclef began selling. I began stealing. To be honest, it'd be better off if this stuff never came here.
How did this stuff get here? Do we know?
Oh, I know. Sorry, are you asking her?
Yeah, I meant to ask her.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounded like you were.
I was asking you almost.
Well, it sounded like you were asking her.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her.
She says, oh, I know.
Is that something that you're not willing to share because of...
Why should I? If you're looking to sell and push me out, what's the point?
Yeah, which is what I figured. Makes sense. So you said you didn't want to get involved, but you said he started selling and you started stealing. Why'd you start stealing if you didn't want to get involved in the first place?
I expanded the spiral dust trade. I started here in Crow Hollow to Earth. And the supplier, my supplier suggested it was one way to one-up Don Wyclef, to push him out.
I think that's a great idea.
He even provided me with a list of dealers to use on Earth.
That's super smart.
So then you and Wyclef don't have the same dealers then, or the same suppliers?
Same suppliers, Probably. Same dealers? No. Well, Wyclef did seem to make a similar deal. He set up his own operation in Crow Hollow and... He set up his own operation in Crow Hollow and would have cut me out completely if I had done nothing. Instead of focusing on something else, I spent my days beating back Don Wyclef's advances. It's not what I wanted, but I'm locked down.
So what can we do to assist you? We are a group of many talents.
I tell you what. I'll tell you where the supplier is. If you do me a favor.
Sure.
Yeah.
Some time ago...
She's got a spider. I'm
very, five very of my precious eggs were stolen.
Are these spider eggs or your eggs?
Mine.
Oh.
As the spider just sort of chitters and
that's kind of a good point.
That's a great question.
Are we looking for spider eggs or bird eggs? I mean
that's a good question.
Gotta distinguish the two.
Who stole them?
And we said it was five.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
Do you have any other information that could assist us to find your eggs?
I might. But if you're willing to do this, I'll give you my supplier. I can't afford to spend the resources. I need people selling dust. I've learned where my eggs are supposedly being held. Retrieve them and I'll give you the information. I don't care if you destroy the spiral dust source, because that means both Wyclef and myself are out of business. Crow Hollow can go back to the way it began for all this madness.
Bless you.
Points in the direction. We'll find your eggs for you.
Happily to help.
Don't that sound too eager?
Oh, man.
She looks to her left at the crow goon that brought her out and just nods, and the crow goon goes back into the house. Comes back out with a piece of parchment. Mm-hmm. Says, this is a map of where I assume my eggs have been taken. And she will hand you guys a map.
Okay, I look at the map. Is it still in Crow's Hollow? Crow's Hollow?
She says...
That was the place is called Crow's Hollow?
Yeah. Crow Hollow?
Crow Hollow.
She says, from what I've been able to track down with as many resources and as little of them as they are, they're on Arden in a place called the Mouth of Swords.
Okay. I'm somewhat familiar with Arden. Never been to the Mouth of Swords, but do you know any idea about the person who stole them at all, or any group, or what they're...
I have no idea. If it were up to me, I would assume it was Wyclef's people, but I'm not sure who would want to take them to Arden.
Do you have beef with anybody else?
Not really.
Although
now I need to...
So this was just basically, so there's no other value to these eggs other than personal to you.
Yes, they're my children.
Yes, I understand. I'm just saying I didn't know if there was any other, obviously someone was trying to take a stab at you, but I didn't know if there was any other motivation to stealing them.
Like your eggs are magical in some sense.
No, they're not. Eggs. My assumption is it has something to do with the dust, but I'm not sure how. They weren't taken until after I began selling.
How long ago was this? Because are we looking for dust or eggs, or are we looking for...
A year ago.
Are we looking for crows?
No, they're eggs.
Crow eggs don't stay there. Eggs don't.
This is also magic and magic. Science.
I'm just curious magic. How long they say eggs.
That's a good question to ask, too.
Well, I want to make sure we're not looking for baby crows.
This is reminding me of, like, Rescuers Down Under a little bit now.
She says that when you find them, the eggs are roughly the size of a grapefruit.
Whoa!
Blue with black speckles.
I'm impressed with her.
And they will remain viable for years before they are brooded.
Blue with black speckles.
It's a grapefruit.
I mean, I feel like it's not that bad. I mean, ostrich.
And eggs for years.
Ostriches lay and like pretty big eggs, and
eggs for
she's
years.
A human size
eggs before they.
Human size
person. They're viable for years before they
I've
are.
I've never pooped out a grapefruit
brooded
sized ball though.
Birth,
so that could hurt.
Okay.
Size of grapefruit.
I mean, women push out 10-pound babies.
Exactly.
Every day,
that's
so
what
like,
I mean.
Besides that, birds have cloacas, so it's different. It's a different kind of opening, man.
Yes,
it's a scientific word.
Not for me and you, it's not.
Do you have anything that will help us translate to Arden? Because we are lacking any kind of material to help us translate there.
Here, no. All I have is this map, and you had better memorize it, because once you leave here, it won't be a map anymore.
Time to use my thingy.
It's a good thing you held on to that the whole time.
Yeah,
yeah, let's go.
So this is—it's no longer a mug. You're in a different place now.
It's
what
a,
does
it's
it look like?
It's
actually mad science or magic.
Bio module.
Or a what's the Arden one?
A tiny golem.
What's the other one?
Where's the Arden? Oh, a tiny golem.
Which one do you want it to be?
A tiny golem.
Yeah.
Actually, what does it do? Let me see.
It's remembering.
No, I mean, what does the golem look like? Like, that's all it just says. Like,
it just
tiny.
Says a
tiny,
golem.
Tiny golem.
That's it.
Let's say it's a tiny golem of like a crow.
I'm just saying. That's like a
I'm assuming it'd be
guy.
Like a little statue. Golem.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how you use that to memorize something.
You swallow.
Because like, you drink from the cup. That makes sense.
He just jumps in your ear.
Maybe it's like a little camera, and then it projects like an image of the map.
He jumps into your
we'll
head.
Go with that.
It's a little man that jumps in your head.
Well,
like,
that's the
like
thing.
Like in Hitchhiker's Guide, the fish, the Babel here. Fish.
Yeah.
Like it literally, it becomes a photographic memory to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to stick it near your ear and it just like goes in.
So somehow you take this thing out and you look at the map and you look it over and it glows for a moment and then dissipates to dust. But that map is definitely in your head.
Okay.
You are my compass.
That's what I was sketching. Cause
is this map from Arden?
No.
Damn it.
She drew the map. That's almost exactly what they give you in the book. It's just a shit version.
Knowledge of three specific and related details about the destination recursion. I can't think of, don't think I can think of as Arden operates with magic. That's what I can think of without metagaming. Do you know where we could get possession of an item from Arden?
Wait, are your shotgun shells from Arden?
They probably not.
Is any of the things that we picked up from Arden?
I mean, you wouldn't really know. Arden's not the only place that uses like that type
no,
of physics.
No, I know. I was
so.
Just wondering if like we knew because then we could translate there because we kind of need to be able to translate there.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Or
logic would state that the estate knows how to get to Arden.
So we can just go back home and then go to Arden and then go back to Crow's Hollow.
That's true, I guess.
It's just going to be a lot of translations,
yeah.
Which is fine.
She says that by the estimate,
the estate right now,
by the estimate, the Mouth of Swords, which is at the bottom, which is that little crosshair,
mm-hmm.
is in these in the cliffs about 75 miles south of the Citadel. It's going to take you probably a few days to get there.
You guys see the map?
We'll help you find your eggs.
Forever.
Find them as many as you can, and bring them back. I'll give you my supplier.
Good
it's
deal.
A deal. Can I hold out my hand? Can we like make this crow thingy?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to shake your hand.
She shakes your hand.
Okay. Sealed. It's gross.
You lose all of your mom's skin.
No.
She sucks your life dry.
You're now dead.
Throws your coins.
Throws your carcass to the spider.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yep. Well, there goes our...
There
goes our initiator to translate us out of here.
Yeah, now you guys are stuck.
We're not stuck. It's just going to take us longer, and we can't do it. I'm sure we're going to get interrupted, so we got to find safety. I just don't. None of this looks familiar. I've seen a map of Arden before, but I don't recognize any of this.
Okay.
Ihara.
So, after Ihara all of that, Forest. Does she walk away? Are we leaving the mansion?
Yeah, she just kind of walks back into the home, and the other crows will escort you out the gate.
And spider goes.
Do I get my follower yet? Did I charm him enough?
I don't think you even rolled the charm.
Yeah. I don't think you even rolled for it, so.
Dang it.
And at this point, you're leaving, so that focus isn't going to matter.
Dang it.
So long.
Less ditch effort flirt.
Mm. Yeah.
To get him.
Come with me if you want
to
live.
So you guys will have to translate back to Earth, back to the estate.
Cool.
You were turning that into Lucas, right?
What's that?
Acid null field.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yep. You got rid of that. I apologize.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
It was just sitting here in the middle when I was.
Do I just hold on to this as long as I have the map?
No. Sorry. You used it to get the map.
But so now you have a map, so then.
And you have an empty space for a cipher.
Yeah.
You want some shotgun shells?
Yeah, because I just have the water bottle now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are a shooter. Those shotgun shells would be more useful to him.
Oh, I'm going to give them to him.
You just bought things for other people, didn't you?
I feel like it.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have to walk somewhere so we can translate back to Earth.
I mean, you can translate from, like, the middle of nowhere. You just got to know where you're going.
Yeah, because, I mean, we did it, and we appeared right in the middle of the market. Well, we want to go back
to the estate. Right.
Yeah. We can't just do that. I mean, we're from Earth. We would kind of know where we're going.
Yeah. It says the rule.
I think there's a specific thing of getting to the estate.
Well, all it says is one of the things you need is...
You just have to know where you're going.
Knowledge of 3 specific and related details about the destination recursion.
You know exactly what the recursion lab would look like. So.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we have more than enough... knowledge of where we're going.
You still have to roll, I believe.
Yes, you do.
Enjoying your hands.
Indeed, you do.
Right. Just testing to make sure.
I was.
What is Earth? Is it a level 3?
It's a level 5.
Earth is 5?
Earth is 5.
I don't know what Earth is.
I don't think makes any sort of sense. God, but
hang on.
So are you going to use some effort?
Sure, we can make it easier, too.
We can make it easier.
Yeah, I'm going to use effort, because screw that.
Do we have to decide to do that prior?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay.
Prior. We will. Oh, well, I will at least.
I'm going to use effort. I'm going to use probably a point of effort.
I will spend effort. I don't know how you do this for us.
I say yeah, I do I it, but...
I know we have to decide to do it prior.
Woo!
Well, the thing is I'm hasting. Someone's going to ease... I think she can have one person to help her, but I don't know how they help her.
Because we both ease it, so one of us could help.
Yep. Yes.
I'll cipher
78
all my effort into you.
Page 78 is recursions, by the way,
well,
Josh.
It doesn't matter. I rolled a 20.
78.
Then you know where you're going.
Thanks for the number.
Second time that's happened.
What, you roll a 20?
Again.
The only rolls I can get on this stupid die for a 20 is when we're translating.
Yeah, you don't end up somewhere you don't want to be.
I'd rather you do that, please. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Oh, we can ease it to one round instead of 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't fully understand that before.
Yeah. You all appear back in the recursion lab.
Are we normal again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to tell Hertzfeld what happened, that we can get the supplier, but we have to go on a side quest to find some bird eggs.
Okay. Well, maybe your briefing should be with Keaton.
Or whoever it was.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
That's
remember.
True. That's our handler.
Whoever the hell the guy is.
So you go speak with Keaton. He says we can get you to Arden, but
oh,
it's
good.
Going to be... It's going to be a rough trip while you guys are out there. Arden's not a fun place.
Aww. The bird place is pretty
Anything
fun.
Anything you can help us with?
Do you have a shotgun?
They would have shotguns.
Do you want a shotgun? I should definitely pick one up, right?
Yeah, why not?
You can take a shotgun. You have 2 shells. I mean, you can get normal shells. You have 2 uranium shells.
Yep. I'm gonna give you my 2 uranium shells.
What other help other than a shotgun?
I assume you just divulge everything that you learned.
Yes.
He finds it very interesting that, you know, the two families are fighting essentially over the spiral dust trade, and that Donna,
they have the same supplier. I thought that was interesting.
And that Donna just doesn't care if the supplier is gone.
Right.
Hey, he makes more money.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really have much.
It's like gun dealers. They all just sell to both sides.
Yeah, but I just found that it was interesting that they both knew that they had the same supplier.
It's assumed that they have the same supplier.
You know what I mean? Like, she seemed pretty like, it's both of our supplier. Like, she seemed pretty much like, hey.
I have a feeling that it has something to do with the eggs, too. They're holding her.
I have a feeling they're holding her eggs hostage. Yeah. I don't think it's Wycliffe. I think it's the supplier.
Yeah, I think the supplier's holding both of them.
I think it's leverage over her. Because she's so not into this.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I think she's absolutely being blackmailed.
So, did we make it back to Earth?
Yeah, we made it back to Earth. We were telling Keaton everything. Okay. And
I missed a thing. Let me go back.
Keaton told us that Arden is not a fun place.
That is not. I would agree.
I missed a thing.
He gave me the shotgun.
You missed a thing.
You got a shotgun?
She gives you a down payment of ciphers.
Pick one up.
Oh, okay. She gives us a down payment of ciphers.
That's on me.
Damn it, Lucas.
So there's a down payment of ciphers.
So we have to give her a down payment?
No.
She's giving us
ciphers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A way better deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it depends on whether or not you want to leave them, take them, swap them.
What are they?
Looks like there are three ciphers. Yeah, three ciphers. There's a level 5 anoetic force screen projector that creates an immobile plane of solid force up to 20 feet by 20 feet for 1 hour. Screen can be turned.
Immovable force, is that what you said?
What?
What did you say? What is it? A 20 by 20 cube of what?
It's a projector that creates an immobile plane of solid force, so you cannot move it, up to 20 by 20 feet for 1 hour. The screen can be turned to be transparent, be opaque, or act like a telephoto lens with 50 times zoom. The plane conforms to the space available.
This sounds horrible.
A level 4 anoetic friction reducing gel that creates an area of slipperiness within short range.
So go well with the dress. I'll take it.
It's basic, so lube.
It's basically lube. For an hour, difficulty of movement tasks in the immediate area is increased by 3 steps.
Ooh.
If a creature falls in the area covered by the gel, it must make a might defense roll or be knocked unconscious by fumes for 1 minute.
Okay.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
That sounds amazing.
That one doesn't sound bad.
The last one is a level 6 occultic psychic communique that allows the user to project a one-time telepathic message to anyone he or she knows with unlimited range in any recursion or on Earth.
That might be helpful.
That's pretty cool.
Upon receiving the message, the recipient can choose to respond. Each message can be up to 33 words. It's basically sending, but it doesn't seem to matter whether or not you're in the same recursion.
Tweet. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Those are the three that she's offering you to start your journey.
Okay, how many spaces?
Two.
You have.
Well, I have one free.
That's what I mean. How many do you have? You have one free. You have one free.
Zero free.
I have zero free. So we can take up to two of them.
I think the first one wasn't that great.
I'll carry the slippery one.
I mean, it almost sounded like a
prison. So Derek wants the lube.
I want the lube.
Yeah, essentially.
Telling Carrie.
That sounds amazing.
If we wanted to keep and interrogate somebody, that would be useful, but.
Yeah, it would be, but it only holds, and it lasts for an hour or up to an hour.
Yeah.
I think the other two are more important, and the ones I have right now are actually helpful, or will be helpful.
Mine's
towards
like
me.
An energy field that protects somebody. It gives them +3 to their armor.
That wouldn't be bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I assume we're probably going to start fighting things to get to these eggs.
You have a step down. The water bottle is like a step down. Next action is reduced by three steps.
Yep.
Dang. And then I also have we restore certain number of points to IP, so intellect.
Well, if we said the first one's not that important, then I can just grab the second one and he grabs the other.
The lube.
Well, who wants lube and who wants the sending word?
I'll just grab the lube.
You already know who's taking the lube.
Josh is taking the lube from Derek.
We don't trust him with the lube.
That's probably, okay. Yeah, that's probably
so you
fair.
You have lube.
Hurt.
What's it look like?
I'm just going to say it's a glass vial.
I just wrote lube down.
And what's the sending?
Don't get it confused with your spiral dust.
Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to snort lube.
It's white and creamy on the inside, not blue and sparkly.
You're going throw out the spiral
like
dust
a rock with a spiral on
lube.
It.
Okay. So Derek has a rock with a spiral on it, and that allows him to do sending word, basically.
Essentially.
The psychic one?
Yeah.
The psychic one, yeah. And Josh got the white creamy lube.
Did you take the other one? Or no?
We were deciding not to do the first one.
Okay.
That you mentioned.
Yeah.
What did you call the lube?
It is friction reducing gel.
So lube.
It is lube.
KY jelly.
Yep.
Please sponsor us.
I'll take that money. Yeah. I suggest that you rest up. Some of you appear to be a little tired.
Mm-hmm. I'm shopping makes you pooped over there, man.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
We will explain crow coins and how they work.
Huh. And he's taking like copious notes because they don't know a lot about crow.
Right. So we'll explain like everything that's going on over there and blah, 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 blah. All that fun stuff.
Wow. Well, I suggest you rest up.
Do we still have fedoras? Or do they still have fedoras?
You do, but they don't look like... Well, they wouldn't look like fedoras.
Baseball
they
caps.
Just look like, yeah, simple hats. Mm. Baseball cap of some kind.
They look like cowboy hats. We're all cowboys now. from gangsters to cowboys.
They're page boy hats. You know, like little paper boy hats.
What else did you buy? You bought a dress.
He bought the dress.
I bought the dress.
I bought the puppy.
You bought the puppy. Those puppy things dress? Are actually still those things.
Okay. Because
they're artifacts. Cool. They're not.
Cool. Does the puppy turn into a puppy? I really want to know.
Do you put water on it?
I gave it to Derek to put water on it.
We haven't got to water yet. I don't have water with me.
You're in the estate.
We're resting now. Are you going to use the puppy? I'm gonna come find you and be like, is it a puppy?
We need to water this thing. All right, we'll do that. All right, so we're gonna find a sink. what else do I use? A hose? I don't think they have a hose.
Just all get right. a glass so, yeah, and a dump
glass
it on
of,
it.
Yeah, I'll have a glass of water. People are gonna probably look weird. Put the rock or the sponge on the bottom on the floor. Take some water out of the sink and pour it over the sponge.
Okay. It begins to expand and
turns into a T-Rex.
After about
it's a dinosaur.
After about 30 seconds, it appears to be morphing into what does eventually become what looks like a pit bull. You have a pit bull.
Does it work?
It begins to bark and go nuts.
Oh, it does work.
Does it work?
She did say training was required.
This thing is a little bit louder than a cat. So it may be required. Well, all right.
Let's name it Hippo.
Hippo, it is.
Have Hippo and Buddy.
Hippo.
You need to train them better so we can take them on our adventures.
Wait, what
with
kind
us.
Of pitbull? Lucas, you need to...
It's not a bulldog. It's
I don't know the
give
types
a story.
Of pitbulls.
Well, what color is it?
Brown and black.
So it's like Maker's, my sister's dog.
Yeah, sure.
So it's brindled for people who don't know what my sister's dog looks like. I'll find a picture.
They know it's brown and black. That's all
What's
I need to
the
know.
One from John Wick. The gray one that he has.
Oh, the blue pit bulls are gorgeous.
Oh, he gets a new dog.
That's what I was hoping for.
I haven't seen the third one yet.
Spoiler.
Well, he gets it at the end of the first one.
Yeah.
He gets it. Oh, does he?
The third one is really good, though.
Yeah. Yeah, remember he finds another dog at the end of the first one?
When he's bandaging himself up.
Some random dog just like comes up to him and he scoops it up.
Well, he goes to the vet clinic.
Oh, that's right. He lets him all out.
There's my sister's dog.
Oh, okay.
He pretty. Pretty.
So he's brindled.
Oh, cute.
So, you have a pit bull that is barking and going crazy. Are you in the cafeteria, you said?
Somewhere.
We're just someplace with water.
Water. It was a room, but it could be the cafeteria. We could make the cafeteria. That's a little bit more fun.
Everybody's, like, up on the chairs, like, People are screaming, why is our fucking dog in here?
Well, calm down. Calm down. All
guards are coming up like, what's going on?
I'm going to be playing with the puppy.
Oh, it's not a puppy. It's a full-grown pit bull.
All right. So.
Okay, Lucas, our dogs are 10 years old and I still call them puppies.
Fair.
It was a cipher. We put water on it. It turned into a dog. It's okay. We've all seen weirder crap than this.
I think they're more concerned that you have a dog in the facility.
I know.
Just running loose.
Really?
I don't think they care how it happened.
A dog.
I would have like a treat or something and get the dog to come and
sit. It will probably eat it. Yeah.
Like relax the dog.
Yeah.
I'll put like a collar on it. And
you just happen to have a collar?
Well, I'll put a piece of rope around its neck and tie it.
Sure. Belt maybe.
Yeah. I'll make Jimmy take it off his belt and be like, give me your belt.
There you go.
All right.
People are yelling and telling you to get it out of here.
We're going.
Come on, Hippo.
So we're going to walk out with a dog. Hippo.
You have a dog.
Yay.
You guys will rest up. Unless there's anything else you want to do.
Mm-mm.
You will be heading to Arden the next morning. So. Let's do some things.
Do all the things.
Everything that you guys did in Crow Hollow. Everybody will take, I think it's a total of, because there were rolls, but there was no combat of any kind, so that doesn't matter. Everybody can take a total of 6 XP.
Ooh.
Wow.
Because you weren't really doing a whole lot. Sounds like a lot, but really it's not. I mean, you just did a lot of investigation. You managed to make rolls that mattered when you needed them. Except for trying to remember people's names.
We could have ended up there a lot longer than we were.
Oh, if he would have fucked up his roll,
he meaning Otto.
Otto, yeah.
People can't see who you're pointing at.
The crow goon that worked with Don Wyclef would probably have knocked you out and dragged you to his estate, which would have ended a lot worse.
Probably still would have got the same information eventually.
Bring it on. Whether it depends on whether or not you survived escaping that estate, yes.
Yeah.
Man, that we're estate, just good at that investigation.
So we were this that close bad. To that going real bad.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I thought about going to Wycliffe too, but I was like,
I got a whole section of notes here I didn't get to use.
It was like
think what
you guys go there, things happen, and you basically have to fight off about 10 crow goons and escape a room to get out.
I figured Donna was the lesser of the two evils. So.
I figured as well, like based off of like Wycliffe's people trying to deter you from going there, it just seemed like, let's touch the shiny.
She obviously has some pull though, because they were still irritated by her.
That means that you guys need to create foci for Arden. You guys would know these things about Arden because they would teach you these things. What you at Recursors would know about Arden. Arden operates under the law of magic and is influenced by Sumerian myths. You know that spirits of the slain live in Arden, and they are drawn into the subterranean night vault. You also know that if any one of you were to die in Arden, your spirit will be left behind. The religious aspect of Arden is sort of like this. The Maker and seven incarnations who safeguarded Arden are dead or missing, except for the Betrayer, who was the incarnation of war before he murdered the Maker. Strangers called Kray, K-R-A-Y, continually test Arden's borders, and they sometimes find cracks through which to enter, thanks to the efforts of the Betrayer. And that the entire land of Arden is built upon the petrified body of a god called Lotan, the Sinner.
Yeah, the maker was from Earth.
The Maker is a godlike entity who created Arden as a prison for the evil god Lotan. These are things you probably would have learned studying.
But now the Arden is like his body, his petrified body?
Yes.
Okay.
everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.